You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, Episode 62. In today's episode, I talk about the holiday season and why we as moms feel we need to go above and beyond or live up to some perfect ideal when it comes to Christmas.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.
This is the Single Mom Success Podcast. Our mission is to help single moms find advice, support, ideas, and hopefully some humor along the way to help them navigate through this crazy single parenting gig and build the most amazing lives for themselves and their children. Please be sure to stop by thesinglemomblog.com for more great articles, free downloads, giveaways, and more. Now, let's dive in. Hey guys, and welcome to the Single Mom Podcast. How are ya? I hope you are having an absolutely fantastical day. So, it has been a little while since I recorded. The holidays are a crazy busy time. We had Thanksgiving, and I think I did a podcast then, but it's been so insane. I just literally stopped and realized, oh my God, I haven't done a podcast, because I've been going running around like a crazy woman. And so I think that actually, first of all, was the idea of, oh my God, I haven't done a podcast. And then the realization of why I haven't done a podcast sort of became the subject of this podcast. And so today we are going to cover the insane feeling that we need to make the holidays perfect, right? And so it actually is kind of ironic because it's one of those perfect storms of coming to a realization, having an idea, and then something showing up in my Facebook feed that just sort of like solidified that this needed to be my podcast title. So there actually was recently a Saturday Night Live. Matt Damon was on Saturday Night Live and they did this little skit about the perfect Christmas and how, and it shows like the husband sitting down on the couch drinking wine and the wife coming over and, you know, she's like, oh, and they're sitting down and they're drinking wine and they're relaxing after a day of Christmas. And then, you know, she asks him, so wasn't this just the most perfect, the best Christmas ever? And they start going over about, oh, the most perfect thing. And, oh, were my family, you know, did they bother you too much and this and that? And, oh, thank you so much for staying up and doing that, you know, building that present. And didn't, you know, the kids just love all of their gifts. And in between all of these, oh, wasn't it so perfect little bits, it showed like a flashback and there was like this glimpse of reality of, you know, the husband saying, oh yeah, I think I had a smile on my face from the moment I woke up. And then it shifts over to the kids bursting in at 5:30 in the morning. It's still dark outside and jumping on the beds. And the husband's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, and you know, the kids going crazy, opening their presents and the parents just being like half awake, drinking coffee, looking at their children like they almost want to strangle them. And so it was just this mix of, you know, the pretending that everything had been perfect and in retrospect thinking, oh, everything's perfect, but then seeing the reality of it and it's not quite exactly like that, you know. And so it made me think about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of how it is. Like, we look back and go, oh, it was such a good Christmas. But in reality, you're like, yeah, there was a lot of just madness and chaos and yelling and crying and fighting. And, you know, there's a lot of love, too, but it's not just perfect. But I thought about it. And then, you know, I started thinking about the reason why I hadn't, you know, done a podcast in a while. And I'm like, I've been running around like a crazy woman. I've been trying to figure out, you know, gifts, and I've been working extra to try and make extra money so that I have extra money to buy presents and, you know, trying to figure out the perfect gift for my boys, because now that they're 18, you know, they're just really like money. We want money. And that's all well and good. But at the same time, I'm like, that means you have nothing to open on Christmas. And, you know, in retrospect, and for the better part, they're like, yeah, we're okay with that. But at the same time, I remember last Christmas and them sitting there and just waiting and waiting and waiting for me to hand them something while I was handing a ton of stuff to their sister. And they're just both kind of sitting there like, we're so bored. Where's our stuff? And so I still want them to have stuff to open. But even that, I'm like, okay, well, I can get you underwear and I can get you socks. Those are kind of the go-tos, which, woohoo, you know, but it's it's something to open. You know, and maybe a new pair of headphones, couple of pairs of headphones, because they seem to go through headphones like crazy. But, you know, I'm sitting here banging my head trying to figure out what's the best thing. What can I get them? What can I get them? And also trying to make sure that I cover all of the stuff that is important to my daughter, wanting to make sure I get her all this stuff. And, you know, and there's so many of you, and I know there's a bunch of you who are already saying to yourselves, saying to me through the podcast, because I'm saying it in my own head, it's not about the gifts. Christmas is not supposed to be about the gifts. And I totally understand that. And I totally agree with that. But I think we all sort of fall into that trap, right? So it's a really hard time. It's a hard thing sometimes to remember to create and build that balance, right? Because there's a lot of families who go really, 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 really overboard for Christmas, and that's what they want to do. And that's totally fine. I don't judge those people, right? I remember doing a blog post. I can't even remember if I did a podcast about it. It's a while back, but I think I know I did at least a blog post about it. About a woman who, like, had stacks of presents, just like she, like, the presents were almost overwhelming the tree, right? And I think she's British. I can't remember her name, but I remember it being a thing on Facebook and people were just going crazy, like, oh my God, you're spoiling your kid. That's too much. Why would you get your kids that much? And this woman, you know, defending herself and saying, look, I work really, really hard all year long and I save and I, you know, and I do all these things so that when Christmas rolls around, that's my one thing, right? Like, I give my kids a crap load of stuff on Christmas. That's, you know, and I work really hard to earn the money and I work really hard to save and live a frugal lifestyle so that when Christmas comes around, I can spoil my children. Okay, cool. More power to you. You know, I personally wouldn't want to wrap all those presents. And I personally, there were so many of them. I can only imagine that their Christmas morning and Christmas present opening must take hours, like hours upon hours. There were so many presents. But again, that's you do you, right? We live in a world right now where we're all so judgy. Everybody's judgy. And I think that that's part of the trap that we fall into when it comes to Christmas. Like, we start judging ourselves based on, you know, what other families get and what other family members buy, right? Like, I had to catch myself constantly because I get really upset sometimes because, you know, I know my ex does better financially than I do. And I also know that he does not pay as much child support as he should be paying based off how well he's doing financially, right? And that's on me because I haven't really broached the subject too much. And the one time I did, it became a fight. And in my mind, for me, yes, it would help me to have more every month. And yes, he should be paying more every month. But I also tend to weigh, do I really want to give up that piece of mind? Like, I just, is it worth it to me? I have not reached a point where it is so important for me to have that money that it's worth just the nonsense and the absolute BS I'm going to have to go through just to get him to pay that extra money. It's just not worth it to me to have that fight right now. However, when things like Christmas roll around, I look at it because I know, you know, the stepmom called me and said, hey, we're looking at buying her concert tickets. And I'm like, oh, wow, I really wish I could do something like that, kind of in my head. Now, mind you, I don't want to take them to the I really don't want to take my daughter to the concert they're taking her to. So I'm like, more power to you. Cool. She can go. And then I don't have to, I don't have to subjugate myself to that because I really don't want to. I'm all well and good for listening to one or two of this artist's songs, but I don't know that I want to go to a concert where I'm just bombarded with nothing but that person's songs. I don't think I can hang. So I'm fine. I'm like, if y'all want to suffer through it, go. I'm good. I will take her to, I want to take my daughter to see Pink. That's a concert. Cause I absolutely adore Pink. She's an artist. I could listen to every single song and I can sing every single song. I love her and I love her concerts. They're an absolute, like, from what I've seen, just an amazing show to go to. I'm not a huge fan of concerts as a whole. They're too loud, they're too crowded. I don't like being squished around all those people. It makes me very claustrophobic. So it has to be a show that makes me willing to put up with that. Like, I have to be, like, your show has to be good enough for me to want to deal with that. And there's very few people that I'm willing to do that for. Garth Brooks was one of them, because he puts on a hell of a show. George Strait was one of them, simply because he was a legend and an icon, and I wanted to see him. The Eagles was one, because again, legend, icon, willing to see that, willing to go through the claustrophobia and the uncomfortableness to see that. And Pink is going to be one of them, because she puts on such an amazing show, right? That makes it worth it for me to go. But other than that, if it's just where I'm just watching you run around the stage and scream and sing or rap or whatever, it's not worth it to me to do that. You know, I don't even want to go see Beyonce. And Beyonce is, you know, the queen, whatever. But I don't want to see Beyonce. I'm not that person. She's not that artist for me. She is for somebody else. She's not for me. So I was okay with that. But at the same time, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, or the last year, Christmas. Oh, we're going to go on a trip to Mexico, another trip to Mexico, or we're gonna do this, so it's like I get into that competitive or that comparative. I start comparing and I get really, really down on myself because I'm like, well, I'm not in a position this year to do that for you, right? I can get you all this other really great stuff, but I'm not in a position this year where I can do that for you, right? When she gets old enough and there starts becoming discussion about a vehicle, right? I guarantee you, if we're still in the same situation, which, you know, honestly, we're not going to be, I'm going to be doing way better. I have no idea what he's going to be doing. But at some point, there'll probably be a discussion about a car, right? And I'll be honest, if that discussion were happening now, I'm not in a position to get my daughter a car, you know? And bring on that extra expense. I'm of a mind where if my daughter wants a car, she needs to be able to work to pay for the insurance and the car payment, or at least put something towards it. Her father, however, is more of the person who is just like, here, here's what you wanted. Here you go. Right. And so there's going to be some clash, but there's always that feeling of comparison. Right. And so I have to really put that in check. You know, and I even run into it with my own family when we go to my family's for Christmas and I'm watching, like, you know, the big, huge presents that, you know, maybe we didn't do one year because of the fact that we just couldn't afford it, right? Money was too tight that year around Christmas. Unfortunately, Christmas time is one of the worst times for my business because people are tighter with their money. So they don't spend as much money to hire me for my services around Christmas. So it puts a strain on us financially a lot of times around Christmas time, simply because I don't have as much money coming in from my business. Now, at the beginning of the year, it picks back up like gangbusters because all of the businesses out there that I help, they're like, okay, it's a new year. We want to put money in, invest money into our company, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we're ready to build out our marketing and all of this stuff. And so they're ready to start spending money at the beginning of the year and start diving in. But Christmas time, they get more stingy. They're like, nope, we need to do this because we have to pay bonuses and we have to buy presents and we have to. So they're a little more stingy with their with their business. So it's hard for me sometimes around Christmas because of that. So I see a lot of times with my family members where they have all of these very expensive gifts and I'm sitting here feeling like crud, you know. Also, I felt crappy because I would get gifts from family members. They would give me gift cards and gift certificates to places. Like, you know, I would get hundreds of dollars of gift cards from family members that I just hadn't had the money to buy anything for. And I felt terrible. Like, I felt like the worst family member because I couldn't contribute back to them what they were giving to me, right? And so I think this time of year, we start getting very, very judgy about ourselves, right? And we feel we have to meet some standard in order to be good parents or good, you know, or good moms. And it's just not true. It's just not true. And I know that it is so hard, especially nowadays, because we live in such a consumer driven society where, you know, there's nothing but ads. You can't even get away from it, right? It's everywhere. Anything that a kid, if there's a screen, the kids are being pummeled with ads, toy ads and vacation ads and clothing ads and technology, right? It's everywhere, you know, and then their friends, right? They are dealing with it too. They have friends who are getting certain things, right? Friends that get new iPads for Christmas or Mac computers, or, you know, as they get older, my friend got a car for Christmas. Great. Yay. Not everybody can do that, right? So not only does the kid feel like they're not living up to a certain standard or they're not getting something that their other friends are getting, but then the parents feel bad because then the kids come home upset. Well, so-and-so got this and that for Christmas and they brought it, and then you feel crappy, right? And then, because I remember one time my son, I even got angry with my kids one year, and it was all out of guilt. Like, I was upset and I felt bad, but I also was angry. So it was a whole mix of stuff because my son came home and he's like, oh, well, these kids got this and they got that and they got this and all I got for Christmas was that. And I got immediately angry because I was hurt, right? Because I felt bad that I couldn't get them everything they wanted. Because we do. I mean, even though, honestly, even if I had the money, I wouldn't get my kids everything they wanted. Because I just don't feel the need to spoil my children like that. I am still the mom when I have money, when I do have an abundance and overabundance and money's been good, business has been really good, and money is fantastic, and I've got a surplus. I'm still not the mom who's like, okay, I'm going to take you to Abercrombie and Fitch and let's go buy whatever. I won't even walk in that store. There are many, many places where I will not even cross the threshold because I will just be annoyed. From the minute I start looking at the prices of the clothing, I will be annoyed. Because I sit there and I think my daughter drug me into one store. I can't even remember which one it was. It might have been American Eagle. I don't know. It's one of those places I don't shop. And she's like, oh, I like this and oh, I like that. And I'm like, I am not paying $85 for a shirt that you're not going to fit in 6 months. You're out of your mind. Like, that's just never going to happen. I don't know who you think you are. You need to go talk to your stepmom because I sure as hell am not shopping for you like that. I will not. And she's like, but you have money and you got paid. Yes, I did. And I tell you what, for $85, I can get you about 5 or 6 things at the local Target or Walmart or anywhere else, Amazon. No, I refuse. I will not. No, not for something that you're going to grow out of and wear like maybe 3 times before you do. No, if I spent, and I told her in the middle of the store, and I remember this because one mom was next to me and she just started laughing hysterically because I said, if I'm going to pay that much money for a shirt, you're going to wear it every single day of your life until you can't anymore. You're going to wear it morning, noon, and night. You will sleep in it. I will wash it and dry it and you can wear it to school again the next day. Because if I pay that much money for that piece of clothing, you're going to wear it until you can't wear it no more. That will be the only thing you wear ever. And this lady just started laughing. She's like, that's how I feel too. I'm like, we are leaving this store because I am going to be insane by the time I get through. I cannot do it. I just won't. I'm like, no. The same thing with shoes. I can't. I'm not that person. I'm just not. I can't. I think the most expensive article of clothing I ever wore was a silk shirt that I begged for from my parents because it had music notes all over it. And I'm so sad that I lost it because I still had it till I turned an adult. And in fact, I think one of my roommates stole it from me when I moved out of their house because she was just a horrible person. But I had it forever and it was one of my absolute most favorite shirts. It was silk. It had music notes all over it. It was just beautiful. It was technically a guy's shirt, I think. But I didn't care. I loved it. I remember seeing it at a mall and I just loved it. But it was, I think at the time it was really expensive at the time. I think it was like $70 for this shirt. And nowadays it probably would have been over $100, right? In comparison with the way prices have changed. But, so it would be equivalent to me going up, my daughter coming up to me and saying, will you buy this $120 shirt for me? No! But I loved it and I begged my parents for it. And they did actually get it for me for Christmas, but it was expensive, right? But I got a hell of a lot of wear out of it. I wore that thing until I was grown. Like, I kept that. But I was, like, 16 when I got it. Or 15, something like that. So I had pretty much reached my size. Whatever, I'm as big as I'm going to get. Right? So it was fine. But my daughter, Lord help me, no. Like, I can't. My biggest, most expensive thing that I own now, as far as, like, articles of... I think is, like, I have a pair of Ralph Lauren sunglasses because they were 70% off. That's the only reason I have them. So I think I got them for like $50. So I was willing to do that, but I would have never bought them at regular price. Never. My son has more expensive sunglasses than I do because he has several pairs of Ray-Bans. Because that's what he likes. He wanted that for Christmas, but I'm not that person. Now, the stepmom, she's a shopper, man. She loves to spend money, according to my daughter. So anytime my daughter's like, look at this, look, I'm like, I am not the one. Go talk to your dad. So in retrospect, I get disappointed in myself and I start judging myself when I can't provide the same type of stuff. But at the same time, I have to remind myself, I have to kind of put myself in check. Just because it's a certain time of year doesn't mean my mindset should shift. Blah, there's a tongue twister. Because my mindset should be the same, right? It should be the same. If I'm not willing to pay that kind of money every other time of the year, why during Christmas, why during the month of December should I change the way I feel about how much money I spend for just nothing? I mean, in all honesty, these are things that, again, the child's probably only going to use every so often. They may or may not get an extended use out of it. They may only wear it once or twice before it doesn't fit anymore, right? So for me, I need to remember that and I need to tell myself that and continue to go, it's not a competition. It's supposed to be a time of giving. And that means you give what you can, right? You give what you can. You do what you can. So even if you're only able to go to the Dollar Tree and buy little tchotchkes and toys that are only adult, but you know what? I'm telling you right now, I miss those days. I miss the days when my kids, I could go to the Dollar Tree and stock up on all kinds of stuff for Christmas. Because when they were little, they didn't care how much it cost. They cared how much was under the tree, right? They wanted a lot of presents. So I could go to the Dollar Tree or I could go to the dollar section of Walmart or the cheap section at Walmart where you can find those little tchotchkes and toys that aren't very expensive, right? And get just dozens of things. $100 at that section and $100 at Dollar Tree got me, oh my God, right? Like it was a smorgasbord of toys underneath the tree and they were ecstatic. They didn't care. They loved every second of it, right? Now they're so damn picky. I'm like, here, here's money. But, you know, if that's what you can do, then that's what you can do, right? If all you can give, you know, I remember one year, I think I gave babysitting services because that's all I could give. I'm like, I will watch your kids for you one night a month so you guys can go out and have date night. Right? That's my gift to you. So you don't have to pay for a babysitter. I'll come watch your kids. We'll go do something, or we'll watch a movie, or we'll do it. So you guys can go have a date night. Go. Right? Or, you know, just giving something that, you know, giving your time. I will help you clean out your yard. I helped my grandma one year when I was a little kid. Think of it kind of like when you were a kid. Remember when you give out like coupons? It may seem sort of cheesy, but if you don't have the money, giving your time to someone is a great gift too, right? So, you know, don't judge yourself. That may be the best gift you can give. I remember telling my grandma, I don't have any money to give you anything for Christmas, but I'm going to help you clean out your backyard. And she was ecstatic. She loved it. She's like, awesome. You know, it made her so happy, because then I spent time with her and we got to spend time together, but she got free labor. And so it was awesome for her. But again, I don't know why we feel like we have to deliver this perfect experience around Christmas, when really we're, you know, some of us are just barely holding it together, right? So we put this extended pressure on ourselves to make it even more special. Like, it's the holiday, and in real honesty, real talk, your kids would probably rather you not be insane for Christmas. Just saying. They probably would rather you be happy and at ease and loving and not crazy for Christmas. They would probably love that more than anything. I know my kids do, because my kids are super sensitive. They know when stuff's off. My daughter and my son, the last few days, are like, Mom, are you okay? I'm like, yep, just stressed. And they're like, can we do anything? And it makes them stressed, right? Mom stressed makes stressed kids. Stressed out mom makes stressed out kids. And that makes an unhappy holiday for everybody, right? So maybe just don't try so hard. Don't overdo it. Don't worry so much. Don't compare your Christmas to somebody else's Christmas. Don't compare your Christmas to the stuff you see on TV, for sure, because that stuff is perfect because it's scripted to be that way. Okay? It just is. That's why I loved that skit. I loved that skit from Saturday Night Live. It was fabulous, because, you know, they're sitting there going, oh, it was so perfect, and I hope my family didn't upset you. Oh, no, honey, they were perfect. And I swear there's a part in there where there's a video where he's sitting, his father-in-law gets up, and when he gets up, he farts in his face. Like, it's just, it's so good, because I know that is reality, and we're trying to achieve perfection. In our minds, for some reason, we have established that Christmas should be perfect. It's not perfect. It's noisy, it's chaotic, it's messy, it's stressful, it's all that stuff, okay? But it doesn't have to be. You can take it down a notch by just removing that mentality that you have, that somewhere, somehow you decided that it was on you to make it all perfect. Do the best that you can. The best that you can. And that is enough. It is enough. And nobody's expectations should make you feel bad. And you should not be placing unrealistic expectations on yourself. Period. The holidays should not be so stressful that you make yourself miserable. You're supposed to be happy. But as single moms, a lot of times we tend to drive ourselves into the ground and make ourselves almost more unhappy than we are at any other time of the year, because we're trying to make everyone else as happy as possible, but we're leaving ourselves out. We're driving ourselves into the ground in order to do that. And it's not okay. Okay? Do the best you can, and it is enough. Just tell yourself that. The best that you can, and it is enough. It doesn't have to be perfect. It will never be perfect. There will always be something somewhere, somebody that can say something bad or negative. And if you are like me, or how I used to be. I'm reformed as best as I possibly can. I'm always a work in progress, but even if you do everything in your power to make it perfect, you'll still pick it apart. You'll still find something you missed. You'll still find somebody did better than you. You'll still think, oh, I should have done this, or I should have gotten that instead. Do not do that to yourself. The best thing you can give your kids this Christmas is a mommy who is not crazy. I'm telling you. That is the best gift you can give. All right? So I hope that this was helpful. Please, please, please make sure this time of year, especially, you are taking care of yourself. It is so important, because if mommy is not good, nobody else is good. I'm just telling you. All right? Take care of yourself. Enjoy your holiday with your loved ones, whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Festivus or nothing at all. Enjoy it. Be merry. Live in the moment. Enjoy the time with your loved ones. And I hope to see you, well, not see you, but I hope you tune in again soon, and I'll talk to you later. Happy holidays. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you found it inspirational in some way. Don't forget to visit thesinglemomblog.com for more of our podcasts, articles, downloads, and free giveaways. I hope that you have a fantastic day, and never forget that you are amazing.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.